Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 237 for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed to higher Friday morning amid choppy, quiet activity. Consolidation ahead of the weekend and following recent gains was behind the mixed activity. Canola values were anywhere from unchanged to $3 higher. The March contract was up 30 cents at $462.50 per ton. The canola market continued to find support from the weak Canadian dollar, which was hovering around the 80.55 cents U.S. mark Friday morning. The weaker loonie makes canola more attractive to international buyers and domestic crushers. Steady commercial buying interest and chart-based buying were also underpinning canola futures. On the other side, spillover pressure came from the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. A pickup in farmer selling on recent advances and ongoing expectations of record large South American soybean production were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Soybean futures were weaker, trading anywhere from 2 to 7 cents lower. March was down 3.25 cents at $9.73.5 a bushel. Disappointing weekly export sales data weighed on the market. The USDA said soybean sales totaled only 14,000 tons during the week due to cancellations. Pre-report ideas called for a 400,000 to 700,000 ton export sale week. Generally favorable conditions for the very large South American soybean crop were also behind the losses. Further downward pressure came from the strong U.S. dollar index. Corn futures were slightly firmer. Values were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents higher. March was up 3.5 cents at $3.87.25 a bushel. Strong weekly export sales data for corn was behind the advances. The USDA reported 2.19 million tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the week, well beating expectations, topping out at a million tons. Expectations that farmers in the U.S. will seed less corn acreage this spring were also bullish, as was steady commercial demand. However, the large global supply situation and spillover pressure from weakness in wheat and soybeans tempered the advances. Wheat values in Chicago were moving lower Friday morning, down anywhere from 1 to 3 cents, though the nearby months were starting to turn higher. The March contract was up 0.75 cents at $5.34.5 a bushel. Ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar index was undermining the market as it made U.S. wheat less attractive to end users purchasing wheat in U.S. dollars. The large global supply situation was also overhanging prices. On the other side, worries about unfavorable weather harming U.S. winter wheat crops and concerns about renewed unrest in Ukraine was supportive. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Taryn Shields.